my children's weddings.
Well, that's right. If I ever get married, I'll have a matron of honor.
They both had such gorgeous weddings.
And the people who are related to you are what? You call them?
Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Daughter-in-law. Well, she's not related, blood related, mm-hmm. but blood relation would be cousins or aunts or uncles.
Altogether, they'd be known as what?
Relatives.
Okay.
I guess, yeah.
Because some people call them kin.
Yes, kin folks. We always call them kin folks
over in
East Texas.
Oh, uh-huh.
Kin folks.
Uh-huh.
Either way. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
And many times I've heard people say, well, who are your kin folks over in East Texas? And
uh-huh.
so they use that word more often, I believe, over in that area probably,
yeah.
or in the South more.
Sure, yeah. And people who aren't related to you?
Well, I guess they're just good friends, or I have many, many dear friends that are just almost like kin, but they're not blood related.
Mm-hmm.
I have many, many friends who are very dear, close, long-time friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what you would refer
yeah.
to them as.
Yeah, sure. You wouldn't call them kith, though, like kith and kin?
No, I've heard that many times, so I guess you would. I don't know that I've ever used that expression, but it's
mm-hmm.
very appropriately used.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of a house is this?
Well, I've lived here for a long time. I moved here in 1973, and the Mumpsons, who were early people in El Paso, very well known, had built
mm-hmm.
this house.
Huh.
And so I don't know what, I love the house, and of course it's an older part of El Paso, older neighborhood, you know. But this house is an old, old house, and I love it. But I bought it, and my mother and I bought it in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived here since then.
It's got beautiful high ceilings.
Yes, I know it. And I have a portrait in here that fits it so well. And I'm trying to rewrite my will at the moment. And I don't know. I don't think any of my grandchildren really want it. But my daughter was such a genealogist.
Mm-hmm.
Loved genealogy in Huntsville, Alabama. And I have thought about letting them have it there in her name. But I don't know. I don't know. But it belongs to my grandmother's family. You can see it when you get up. It was the oldest of 6 portraits, and my grandmother left it to my mother, and then of course I inherited it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment I'm having quite a time deciding about both of my children not living now. All my grandchildren are putting in their word for what they like, but I don't know exactly how it'll work out. I'll try to be fair about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough.
As I say, my son had 3 children, my daughter had the one, and I'm very close to them all. Well, more
mm-hmm.
to my daughter's son and my son's oldest daughter, because the others are in college and younger.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is this an adobe house? Is it?
Well, no, I think it's brick. It's more brick, uh-huh. And of course, it's stuccoed, but I think it's more brick than it. I don't think it's adobe, because ever since I lived here, and from what other people say, it's always had stucco, and I'm sure they had the stucco over the brick
mm-hmm,
and brick
mm-hmm,
walls
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and hardwood floors and all that that they did so much of in the early. And this house was built in 1925, so it's an old, old house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How are the properties in this neighborhood divided from one another physically? What's between the properties?
Well, I don't really know, other than the property line, but how that's...
Well, are they fences, or...?
Well, you can see here is a shrub, on both sides of my house, there is the shrubbery, or shrubbery, I guess you'd call it. Like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
on both sides, the
mm-hmm.
same thing. And most of these houses up in this neighborhood are like that, across the street. And all of these houses, I would assume, were built around the same time, perhaps. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know this one was. But they have, you know, those bushes are in between, divide the property lines on each side, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. What about the back of the houses?
Well, I have a rock wall on the alley.
Mm-hmm.
An alley still goes behind my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a rock wall. I've had it heightened. It was short lower, and I had it heightened. But it's just a rock, and in between. And then over here, as you can see, just that